It is a crisis situation. We call it a level three, which is the most serious crisis that the UN and the humanitarian community addresses. And it is a level three because of the number of people who are impacted. There are over 800,000 people who are displaced either internally or as refugees in the neighboring countries. We found a situation where our team on the ground has estimated that they need to increase from the 300,000 plus people that they have reached over the past 4 months to scale up to 1 million people. And the most challenging issue is that we do not have the resources to support the purchase of the commodities that are required for that very necessary scale up. And what makes this ever more challenging is that the rains have started early. In the Central African Republic, where you have no all-weather roads, when the rains begin, it means that we can no longer distribute by road. It requires us to distribute by air, which will even escalate the cost for the distribution of food to the population in need.
In addition, I understand that people who have survived the violence and the killing, they're not in good physical shape. They're in need of medical attention as well. Was this your finding?
Yes. We saw a number of children as well as the women that I had an opportunity to meet with, and many of them had injuries that they're still suffering from that had occurred during the violence. I sat with a woman who had her collarbone broken, who had open sores on her leg from a machete attack that she had been a victim of. We saw children who had open sores and any number of other injuries that had been a part of either fleeing the violence or being victims of violent attacks, as well as the number of children who were suffering from malnutrition. So it's a population where the word that I use is on a precipice. We are challenged by the lack of financial resources to being able to continue to provide that support, where our inability to meet their needs as we go further into what is the historic lean season in this country can result potentially in us having issues of severe malnutrition and or them going hungry.
Also, you visited Cameroon, which is one of the countries that the people are fleeing to, in addition to some of the other neighboring countries. So when you were in Cameroon, how did you see that Cameroon is coping with the influx of people coming into the country?
Well, there are 134,000 refugees in Cameroon today, and many of them, as they're coming across that border, have walked long distances where they were already in very poor physical condition, and by the time they get into Cameroon, they are in significant need of water and food, and we have now begun a extraordinary food distribution program there. What that means is that working with UNHCR and other NGO partners, rather than waiting until we have refugees, those who come across the border who are registered, we are feeding them as soon as they come across the border because they're in such poor shape when they're coming into the country.
Since you have put out this urgent call for the international community to step up and address the disaster that's going on in CAR, has there been any response yet to your call for action?
Well, I'm excited because one of the first calls I made was to Howard Buffett, asking him to help us support increasing non-traditional donors, particularly corporations and private individuals, contributing to a country where they don't normally hear about. And he stepped up with $1 million to support us in a match. And so we started a campaign called The Time Is Now to encourage others to provide us with individual and corporate donor contributions to meet that match of $1 million. And the response has been very positive so far.